Can you hear me? Oh, let me turn you up. Hang on. I've got my sound all the way down. All right. What are we coaching on?
I recently retired from work.
Nice.
From full-time work, I guess. I still have a part-time job, but I recently retired from full-time work. The problem with that is that I find that my days don't have any structure anymore. And so I think that I struggle with planning some structure to my days because I'm having issues with my why.
Why put structure in your day?
No, my why do I want to do the things? Like, why do I want to have structure? Why do I want to get to my goals?
Well, tell me why. You obviously want it or you wouldn't be on this call.
Yeah, well, and that's I sent the email. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to do it. I'm just doing it. Send, done. And it took me like half an hour more extra to get to sleep after I got the email saying, hey, you're going to be on. I'm like, oh shit. Now what have I done?
Well, just tell me, why do you want structure in your day?
Well, I would like structure in my day so that I actually accomplish something. And so I get things done, so that I lose weight, so that I get my house organized, so that my husband's happy. He doesn't come home to a messy house all the time, that kind of thing.
Okay. Are you looking for something more grandiose than that?
Probably. That sounds really boring.
Why?
I think I'm resisting wanting to have to be accountable for every minute of the day. I feel like, well, I'm retired, kind of. I should just be able to relax, or I don't know, but that gets me nowhere, so.
No, it does. All right, let's question that belief. It gets me nowhere. I mean, I'll tell you real quick, sitting around thinking that you have to be doing something all the time is for sure getting you nowhere, because now you're having to get coached on it.
True. Yeah.
So,
okay.
Here's the thing. Always be willing to question everything you believe.
Okay.
So let's question the idea of, if you don't plan something, how, like, does that get you nowhere or does it get you something?
Well, I don't accomplish things.
What is planning nothing accomplish?
I guess it leaves me open to do whatever I want to do. I don't know.
Yeah. Like you said, one of the things you wanted to be able to do was like, relax, I'm on retirement, those kinds of things.
Yeah.
When you plan nothing, it accomplishes the idea of being able to have some free time and not be browbeating yourself into doing something else.
Yeah. I guess
right now the reason why you don't want to clean your house and shit is because you're beating yourself up to do it.
Yes. Yeah.
I should be doing it. What if you should be doing jack shit right now?
I don't know. Then nothing would get done. I don't know.
No, but you have to tell yourself nothing would get done. What gets done? What's getting done right now?
Nothing.
There you go.
Yeah.
So you're already creating your worst, your biggest fear is nothing's going to get done. So you're just trying to beat yourself up every day. Like, I should be doing this, blah, 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 and doing nothing. That's how we know that your model's broken, is because you're trying to get a positive result with shitty ass thoughts and feelings.
Hmm. So I should just plan to do nothing?
I don't know. I don't think you should plan. I think you're trying to go to your action line. I don't think you should plan to do anything. I think you need to rethink how you want to spend your time and why you want to spend your time the way you do. The reason why you're not compelled to clean your house and lose your weight and stuff is because you're sitting there thinking that if I'm not doing these things, I must be what? Accomplishing nothing.
Yeah. Failing.
And if I do these things, what's the point? I'm supposed to be retired. They're not even fun. It's like, no wonder you're not doing jack shit. You have got what we call two terrible options in front of you.
Yeah. Hmm.
What do you want retirement to be like?
I want it to I want it to be a time where I can do the things that I didn't have time to do before, where I can be more organized in my house because I'm not always stressed out about work. And I did home daycare, so I always had kids and crying and stressful parents. So I never felt like I had the mental energy to do other things that I wanted to do.
Isn't it amazing how you thought the reason why you weren't doing all that stuff was because of the kids and the stressful parents and stuff, and now you have all the time in the world? And it's like, yeah. Wow. Changing my circumstance doesn't change how I think.
Yes. I'm figuring out.
Yeah.
So I have to change how I think.
We always have to change how we think. We can't just come up with a better plan. If the answer is seriously just like, granted, I need to clean my house, I need to lose some weight and everything. It's like, okay, well, get out your planner, put it all down, and then follow it.
Yeah, that's what my husband told me to do.
Yeah, that's the answer. But right. The only way that you follow it is if you want to follow it.
Right.
And right now you're not wanting to because you've got it defined terribly. That's a thought shift that has to happen. That's not a better planning system.
Okay.
So it's not let's like just take one thing. If you could get really focused on doing one thing right now, it would be what? You don't get to do all the things.
Like one.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you want an organized house? What were some of the other amazing
things? I'd like to lose weight. I'd like to be healthier.
Okay.
So do that.
Yeah. And why do you want to lose weight?
Because I'm sick of not being able to do other things, not be able to do physical things that I wanted to do or to not engaging with family and stuff like that whenever they're doing, you know, I'm too tired or I'll just sit on the sidelines and I'm tired of that.
Okay. Losing weight doesn't fix that.
Well,
that's just like shitting out on the daycare and deciding to retire from that. Not that you shit out on it, but you know what I mean. Didn't make you suddenly become an organizer of your home. So losing weight doesn't automatically make you want to be with your family.
Right. So I don't know. Why do I want to lose weight? I want to be thinner. I don't know. I'd like to be sexy and strong, and that's what it. I don't know.
Keep going.
I want to be healthier. I don't know. I guess that's always what I've thought of is I don't want to be held back by my weight and controlled by that.
Okay. So the surefire way to not be held back and controlled by your weight, you have to start doing some of those things that you think your weight is going to allow you to do now. So that you actually want to do the weight loss.
Okay. Like you mean doing the hard things that I think I can't do and that type of thing?
Like where are you like not being with your family?
Well, like a couple weeks ago, they were all going paintballing for the day. Mm-hmm. And I almost went on a coaching call about that because I was being very anxious about not wanting to go. I did end up going and I did end up trying it and not letting my physical, whatever weight slow me down on it and decided I just don't like paintball because I don't like guns. So I decided, you know what, this really isn't about not being able to do it in that situation. It was about, I didn't actually want to do that activity.
Well, but, and that's a good example of a model that worked.
Yeah.
Of a model of where you did something that you didn't want to do because that's what, you know, like I want you to think about the thin version of you. She's going to go try lots of things with her family. She's going to go be doing things. I mean, you said you wanted her to be sexy and active and healthy and all this other stuff. That means that when you're sexy, healthy, and active, that you're going to go try to do a lot of things. It won't be because of the body. It'll be because you say yes.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Start doing that now and you start proving to yourself that, no, I don't like paintball.
Yeah.
But if you hadn't proved it to yourself, you would have said, well, I don't play paintball because I'm so fat.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how, like, when we talk about you have to start becoming the person, like the thin version of you, you got to show up as that person now. Before, like, you got to question that your brain feels sexy, feels healthy, feels these things all because of your body. It feels those things because you start thinking things like, I'm changing my life. I'm learning to love this body.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be someone that's going to be active one day. So I might as well get off the couch today and prepare for that. That's what I'm always talking to you guys about when it comes to like knowing why you want to lose weight is really important so that you can start acting that way now and not thinking that, well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to eat this bullshit 2-2 and do this 24-hour plan and hate every minute of it, question if I'm ever going to get there, make myself miserable, and wonder why I never stick with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I know if I lose my weight, I'm going to feel so much better and life's going to be amazing. The problem is that you never get there because you make yourself miserable to the point of quitting before you get there. You got to enjoy the ride. The only way to enjoy the ride is to start thinking a little differently about things. Start envisioning who you want to be, not who you don't want to be, which is what was you did in the beginning. I don't want to be this person and I don't want to do that, blah, blah, blah. It's more of that, let me hate myself into weight loss versus let me talk myself into it.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
The same thing's going to happen with everything else in your life right now. Like, you need to define what retired is for you. And it needs to be sexy. Right now, you're defining retirement as, oh, remember all those times you were too tired? Now you get to do all the shit you put off. It's like, it's time to go clean the toilet. I wonder why I'm not looking forward to it.
Yeah.
So question, like, what is retirement to you? It probably means, I'm going to tell you, and I totally feel your pain on this because I literally got coached myself on this yesterday. So I get it. But you have this, like, I was telling my coach, I said, it's really hard for me to take time off. Like, it's really hard for me to, like, not be working.
Yeah.
And even to be with my family right now. Because when I'm not working, I don't like who I am. In my brain, I'm always supposed to be doing something. Like, if I'm idle, I'm lazy. If I'm idle, we're failing. If I'm idle, things aren't getting done. Like, when you have all of those thoughts running around, guess what? You're either going to eat or you're going to be over busy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's exactly true.
That's why it's going to be important for you before, like, I love your husband. I'm just like him. I'm just like, let's just make a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm really good at following my plan. I follow it to a T every day and get all kinds of shit done. But mainly because I don't want to sit around and have to take a break. Because if I sit around and take a break, then I have to sit around and think about what I'm not doing. Unless I redirect my brain and retrain it. That's why it's so important for you to be thinking about, what is retirement, Lisa?
Yeah.
And questioning what you believe, that if I'm not planning everything, then I'm not accomplishing something. It's like, no, if you're planning downtime, it's accomplishing retirement. This is what you worked for. And then during that time, let all the judgment come up because that's what will happen. And then you start watching your own judgment and don't get upset about it. Just be like, I notice I'm thinking some shit right here. This is what I think about me.
Yeah. And then just work through all of that.
Yeah, it's just models after that.
All right.
That's what I do. I'm right now, my job, literally, because we're in this big transition period right now. You know, Chris retired. Now he's working from home. And, you know, that changes our finances. That changes everything for us. Mm-hmm. I grew up really poor. And so my shift is like not panicking that we're losing everything at every moment. Like, yeah. You know, like my coach was pulling out, she's like, well, you really catastrophize so well. Yep. I was like, yep. Thank you. I have worked very hard at it at 45 years. But it's like that being able to like go through transitions and go through these things and redefining what things mean and not just letting your brain go automatic. Like, I want you to rewatch the call and listen to how you talked about, like, well, if I'm not doing something, I'm not accomplishing anything. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a fact.
Yeah.
And when you're used to working all the time, and now, like, that's not what your role is right now.
No, I keep trying to find other things that, okay, this was, like you say, cleaning the house will now be my job. But
yeah,
I don't want to do that job.
Well, and this is what I would do is I would make sure that when you clean your house, it's because you truly want to and you'll enjoy it. Probably in your other job, you conditioned yourself to show up and perform under urgency, stress, and pressure. And now you're trying to do it with your house. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, there's no external force coming in. It's like, you know, it's not like you could just take the kids and be like, you know what? I've decided today urgency, stress, and pressure doesn't work for me. All of you go sit in a closet. You know, if you want to, like, it's like, well, you know, the house isn't really going to yell at me. The house isn't going to fire me.
No.
I'm just going to sit there and keep getting dirty. So the world doesn't end if Lisa decides one day. Today's the day I don't plan to do those things. So that when you do it, you're legit. Like, I want you to, like, start cleaning your house and start doing those things. Because you want to do it. You will do those things and plan your time more. It will become more automatic to do those things when you start really learning how to pursue things from not from stress and anxiety, but from, like, I get to choose how I spend my time. This is how right. I spend it. And today I'm doing it because I like the idea of having the luxury to, if I want to clean my house all day, in 5-minute increments, guess what? That can happen. And if I don't want to clean it at all and hire someone, that can happen too.
True. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Somebody's like, I can't imagine a time that I would want to clean my house. Renee, it happens. I'm going to tell you, every now and then, I just want a day where I don't do anything that requires a lot of bandwidth of my mind. And I will just, like, vacuum, like, just do weird things. My husband will be like, what got into you today? I was like, I don't know. Just felt like cleaning.
Everything's more fun when you don't have to do it.
Well, that's an interesting thought for you to hang on to. Mm-hmm. Because right now, guess how you're trying to clean your house?
Then it has to be done.
I have to do it versus, yeah. I mean, when, and you literally just said everything is more fun when you don't have to do it. It's always way more fun when you just decide I'm doing it because I want to.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Okay. I can live with that.
Pick the weight loss though. Really yes. In on just doing that and doing it from a place of like, this is who I want to be. I want to start aligning thoughts with who I want to be.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's what I need to do. I was diving right into the mastering time thing because I was thinking, well, that's what I need. I need time management to get stuff done, but there's probably other areas I should be diving into more.
You don't need time management to get things done. No one does. And the mastering time course actually goes into this. What everybody needs is commitment and discipline and willingness.
Yes.
That's what we really need. Because we don't get any more time. If you are, like, truly committed to your house, like, I love this house. In fact, it looks very beautiful from my standpoint right now. I was like, I don't know what you're cleaning, but it looks pretty good to me. Like if you spent time thinking more about what you love about your life and what you love about retirement and what all this is going to, like, you're going to be able to do,
mm-hmm.
it's a lot easier to take care of things you treasure and truly love than things that you feel like you have to do or that are a chore. Or that I'm not accomplishing things unless I'm doing these things. Like figuring out what you truly are accomplishing in your life, what you've already accomplished, what you're getting ready to accomplish. Like I'm getting ready to accomplish is weight loss.
Yeah.
I want you to like focus on how you can make some of this stuff just more fun.
Okay.
You just make it a little bit more fun. You're not going to have any problems.
Yeah. Okay. No, that sounds great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. This is so bizarre to me, but there is hope working on my thoughts about it, about houses. Oh yeah. I don't clean my house all the time, but every now and then I love cleaning up. I love doing those things. And it is because I will like literally guys, I will promise you, what happens for me is I know y'all must think I'm just like some thought work bullshitter, but seriously, I will sit and think about how I like love the idea of having a clean house. I love the idea of doing it and putting things where they belong and how much easier it's going to make my life. Like I try to think about it in those ways. What most of us are doing is what Lisa was doing. It's like, well, we really should have a cleaner house. You know, I need to quit being so lazy. I'm the only one who's ever going to do this. Like we create drama around it. And like, so one of my favorite questions for me is if I wasn't being dramatic about this right now, what would I be doing? Most of the time it's like when we're throwing a fit or we're trying to force ourselves into doing something or whatever, if I was like, if I'm not being dramatic about it, I'd probably just get it done. Or I would get like just parts of it done and be like, what's the worst that's going to happen if I don't do it today? It's just, you know, usually if you don't like your surroundings, like if it's a little on the junky side, like right now I got some dishes sitting here. Like if you saw the side of my table, there's like shit sitting there. The worst that's going to happen is it's going to sit there until I move it. It's not like we're all going to go thirsty because two glasses are upstairs. All right. Let's see. Annette, you're next. Hey,
hi there.
Catching on.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, so I have a couple of things. I joined the tribe in April, and I started doing the work. And when I started thinking about my future self, and to this day, when I think about my future self and reaching my goals, I can even feel myself getting a little emotional about this. I have tremendous doubts. And I think it goes back to all of the times that I've done it before and failed, done it for a while and succeeded and then failed. Yeah. And so I have trouble reaching out to who my future self is and accepting that it's possible, it can happen. And then I think layered into that is the second part of this where I need coaching. And that is that I start doing the work. And like when I joined in April, I went all in and got excited about it and was doing the work. I joined a couple of accountability groups and I'd check in. And then I started the small quits. And then the small quits led to the big quits. I started doing all the things and stopped doing all the things and stopped checking in. And so I've been kind of going through that process. Right now I'm all in. And okay. What I'm worried about, I want to stop this cycle. And I want to figure out how to be all in with my future self.
Okay. So the first thing is that it's normal to go back to your past. Like that's just where your brain's automatically going to go.
Right.
So now you just need to like redirect it without being dramatic about it.
Okay. But
you say it as if like, I know what my problem is.
I think I know what my problem is because that's all I think about is, yeah, I can think about my future self. I start sensing anxiety. Like I get this like feeling in my stomach that, oh no, your future self, that ain't happening.
Yeah. So that's okay.
Okay.
Why is that a big deal? Let me ask you this. If we were going to the airport and you and I were going to Hawaii and we hit traffic,
mm-hmm.
and we were supposed to be there at like 5 o'clock and it's 3:45 and we're dead set, like stuck on the interstate.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think we'd be thinking?
I'd be freaking out. We're not going to make our flight. And
we're not going to make it. This is some
all the drama.
Shit. Yeah. We have right. all the drama, all the self-doubt.
For sure.
I remember this one time I was going on a vacation and I was running late. It was hard, Corinne.
Right.
Would we just be like, all right, pit stop, just pull over. Hawaii's out. Is that what we would do?
No. I mean, we'd keep going, right? Like, okay,
we would keep going.
Figure the shit out, right?
Yeah. We would do one of two things. We were going to Hawaii. We were stuck in traffic. We could do three things. We could pull over and just right. be like, well, that sucks.
Which isn't going to get us anywhere.
Do it. Might as well go home and eat.
Right.
Because that's
right.
what you're doing. You're like, Hawaii's out. I'm going to go eat now. And right. that will make me feel better. And, you know, we will never miss Hawaii because we're going to have pizza or whatever your favorite food is. Or
it works.
Yeah, so we're going to go have pizza to solve our
and
Hawaii
chocolate
problem.
For dessert.
Yes, we're going to have all the things with Lay's. We'll just go stop by a store and we'll pick up Lay's. All right.
Right.
Or we keep stuck in traffic. We worry. And we freak out. And we just keep going. Until eventually we start noticing, oh, we might make it. But we don't even feel good until our ass is in the seat of the plane.
Right.
All right. That's the way most of you are trying to lose weight. I'm going to eat pizza because I'm stuck in traffic. That solves everything. Or I'm going to suffer until I get there. And then I'm going to choose to feel better.
Right.
Or the third option, which is usually what I do, is say, like, we're either getting to Hawaii or we're not. But me sitting here worrying about it and what I'm thinking is not going to help the situation. And I think that's where you need to kind of be. Like, I want you to start transitioning to, like, of course I'm going to worry I'm not going to get there. Of course my brain's going to freak out. Sometimes I'm either going to feel fear and panic. But that's not a reason to quit and eat. The solution to my problem is not a pizza and chocolate. The solution to my problem is to swallow some vomit and keep going. Know that I will eventually get there. And here's the thing. You don't need to believe you're going to get there. It's just like, we don't need to believe that the traffic's going to clear and whatnot to get to Hawaii. We need to sit there and keep going. That's all we need to do. We can believe Hawaii is going to happen when we see TSA. That's just like when you start watching yourself have quits and restart, overeat and keep going. When you like have a terrible 3 days and you don't even do your 24-hour plan and you just be like, all right, get out the plan. I'm going to have to just not like that I didn't do my plan for 3 days, but today I'm doing it because I know that turning around on the interstate and going back and getting pizza and chocolate is not going to get me there. The moments where you get better at getting out of the quits and back into doing it, you start believing the future self. When you keep reinforcing the past by just being like, well, I've always quit before and I'm so afraid to believe in the new self, so let me go quit and prove that that's the truth. That's all that's happening.
Right.
You're going to have to be willing to take action before you are completely dialed into who you're going to be.
That makes sense.
Well, and we're all like that. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I just feel like I get complacent. I feel like it's been a habit of mine over my life is that I become complacent. And so I stop doing all of the things. And that can be in pretty much anything. This is among them, though. You know, I did the Weight Watchers. I was a lifetime member. I was at my goal weight. I was a leader. And so, you know, that keeps coming back into my head. Like, I've done this before. Why can't I do this now?
Let me ask you this, though. You talk about you having moments where you get complacent and stuff, like it's a bad thing.
It feels like a bad thing. I mean, I beat myself up about it.
Right. It feels like a bad thing because you beat yourself up over it. What if it's just a part of your story?
Okay.
What if it's just part of how you get to the end? Which I'm just going to like give you a big hint. It is, because it's happening.
Right.
For
right.
all of you. Anything that's happening is a part of the story that gets you to where you want to be. You can fight it. You can act like it's a problem and you can be pissed about it and stuff. That's going to be what we call the detour to getting to the airport. It's like, not only am I stuck in traffic, but I want to take the detour where we're going to have to like off-road for a little while and then figure it out. And there's no snacks along the way either. It's like, just notice. Like what you're doing is you're like judging that you get complacent.
Mm-hmm.
So that layers shit upon shit. Like
right.
you need to just notice, oh, this is what complacency looks like. This is something that I've done in the past. It is something I will for sure watch out for this time. And when I notice it, if I'm not judging myself, I'm way more likely to change my situation. But if you're judging yourself, we do not change when we beat ourselves up. The moment all of you, like when you decide, let me ask you this. When you, so you started off like gangbusters, you're doing the things, you did some little quits, and then all of a sudden you were doing none of the things. Then you decided to restart. Why?
Because I knew that quitting wasn't going to help me reach my goals.
Yeah.
Like just completely quitting was not going to help me reach my goals. And so I was pissed off enough to start.
No, again. You weren't pissed off. That thought doesn't piss you off.
Okay.
That's a different model.
Okay. So, well, then I was like, I want to reach my goals. I know, I have the reason. I have a couple of reasons. You know, I want to look good in a year when my kid graduates from high school. I want to be there and show up for him and look good in pictures, which sounds vain, but that's what I want. And then my partner proposed to me in Paris in May. And so I want to look good when we go to Vegas next October and get married. And I want to look good. And so, and beyond that, I don't want to end up like my mom, who at 66 in her 60s had type 2 diabetes and was immobile and all of that. I want my future to be different than my mom's.
Okay. So all of that that you just told me, how often are you writing that down?
Probably not often enough. I've written it down, but I don't repeat it.
Daily. Like, okay. I will tell you, like, here's what I would do if I was you. I'd get out my phone. I would replay this call. And that little rant you just gave about why you want it so bad, I would record that thing on my phone and I would listen to it in your own. Not joking.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
joking.
I believe.
Not laughing right now, Annette.
Yes.
I want you to listen to it like every morning and night. Be as dedicated to listening to it in your own voice as you are to anything in your life. That's what you need to be hearing. Because that is going to be what's going to change what little complacency thoughts and all these things that you're wanting to be so worked up about. It's like, none right. of that matters. What matters is like, I would much rather you spend more time getting fired up in a good way on this side than sitting there going, but Corinne, like, let me tell you, there's like some doubt and there's some fear and like, I need all that to go away. You don't need any of it to go away.
Right.
None of you do. You need to learn how to bring that shit, like shove it in a purse and let's go. Trying to lose weight. We're going to Hawaii where we're all in bikinis and looking great.
Right.
And just the last thing I wanted to say is I want to circle back to when you said, what is it? Your thought was, I don't want to live like this anymore. What did you say your thought was that got you, restarted?
That I got pissed off and I didn't want to keep doing it because I wanted to reach my goals. I didn't want to keep quitting because I want to reach my goals.
You said quitting won't get me there.
Quitting won't get me there. Right.
So when you think that thought, that pisses you off?
Well, it pisses me off that I quit.
So that's what I want to show you. And I want all of you to see this. She didn't restart because she was pissed at herself. She was pissed about quitting, and that's a whole nother model. She restarted because she decided quitting won't get me there. And that leads you to feel what?
Motivated.
Motivated. And determined.
Determined, right.
Aware.
Yeah.
That's the thoughts.
Willing.
Yes, willing. That's all you guys need to start back up. But so many of you, and you self-describe, are sitting there and doing so much of the judgment, so much of the hand-wringing, and so much of the worrying, you wonder why it's hard to make the plans and stuff. Because you are swimming in the doubt at that point.
Right.
And like, so I'm going to eat a salad when I really want pizza, when all day long I've been sitting around thinking that I'm useless, that I'm a quitter, and all these other things. Like, no, you'll never choose a salad. Pizza will always win. It will always be better. It will give you immediate relief. All of you have to learn how to start giving yourself relief in your brain from your own judgment, because it takes the temperature down for you to be able to do the things you want to do, because you're going to need energy for that stuff. And if you don't, you're not going to have emotional energy if you're spending it all day just letting your brain run wherever it wants to run.
Right.
You don't need it to stop going in that direction. You need to stop allowing yourself to just believe all of it. That's all that's got to happen.
So next step is thought ladders.
I think the next step, honestly, is just noticing, rather than the big shift for you is, mm-hmm, I notice I'm thinking about my past. I notice I'm focused on this being hard. I notice these things. Just notice, because when you start using the term I'm noticing, means one, I'm turning on the awareness of how I am thinking. I'm now watching my thinking versus believing my thinking. It's a very different state.
Yep.
And then when you're just watching it, very often, just allowing yourself to be like, oh, I notice I'm thinking this, you don't even need to change the thought. It just allows that much separation from it. I don't want you to feel like to lose weight, it's so much work. I just want you to be like, I'm either eating on plan or I'm not. And I'm just going to notice what I'm thinking. If it doesn't work, I'll change it. But I'm not going to feel like I have to, or I'm going to be broken. I think as I watch a lot of you, especially, you kind of get caught up in this line of thinking must be bad, This is what leads to my complacency and all my little quitting and stuff. It's like, it does, but it's not because it's bad.
Right.
So you're not watching the thoughts. You think that they drive the show. Nothing happens until the action line. So you can have all the thoughts you want, but if you're very determined to show up for yourself, you can override them all day long.
Makes sense.
Okay. Congratulations, by the way. Didn't we have a call, or didn't you tell me about getting engaged to in Paris? This sounds...
I met you in Dallas at the meetup in Dallas.
Yes, I knew this story was familiar. Okay. I just couldn't figure out where I'd seen and heard all this.
Yes.
All right. Still got my brain. All right. Congratulations.
Thanks, Corinne.
You're welcome. Bye. Okay. Let's see. Is Dana Pond here? If you're here, raise your hand. Here we are. Let's get your video going. Unmute you. Hey.
Hi. What nice are we to coaching? Talk to you.
You too.
I'm an April baby as well. And I don't know why I'm crying. Good Lord.
I was going to say, I just said, you look so cute. And you're like, shit. I'll never compliment you again.
Oh, thank you. I, April baby, and I can't, I'm not getting it together, and I don't know why.
Okay, well, tell me what you aren't. Tell me what you are doing. Let's start with what you are doing.
Sure.
You're on a coaching call for one, so that's good.
I'm on a coaching call. I went through the No BS program.
Okay.
I've listened to the relationships one. I've listened to some other just calls. I'm doing my water.
Okay.
I'm getting my sleep. I'm good at my -2. I'm not very good at my +2.
So you're doing a lot.
Planning, I did really well at the beginning. And then it would, honestly, it would kind of slip my mind to do it. Okay. And then I'd realize kind of halfway through my day, oh shit, I didn't do my plan.
Is there a reason why, like if you noticed during halfway through the day, why you didn't just make a plan for the rest of the day?
Sometimes I would. Sometimes okay, I'd write down like what I ate. I've started, you know, getting up, doing my BP coffee in the morning, and that's really held me over till lunch. So that's a good change.
What is the problem? Like, you know, Lord, you're doing so much. Well, I mean, like, why are you? And somebody says you're an athlete. Are you an athlete too? Or is this somebody else? They must be talking about someone else.
Yeah, not me. Okay. I'm losing and gaining the same 5 pounds
okay,
over and over.
Okay, so we know what you're doing. And so all we need to do, like, first of all, why are you crying about this?
I have no idea.
Yes, you do. Tell me your painful thought other than I can't get it together. Is that what you said in the beginning?
Yeah, I think so. I can't. Yeah, I'm not sure what my thought is. And I feel like there's something there. So I've been journaling and trying to figure out what thought pattern I'm kind of seeing.
Well, let me ask you this. What are you making it mean other than I can't get it together? Let's go beneath that. What are you making it mean that you can't get it together? That you are what?
That I'm not who I want to be. I'm not who I am up here. You know, up here, I have a great life. I have a great kid. I have a great job. I have a great partner. You know, I've been checking things off my bucket list and getting things accomplished and done that I want to get done. And this is the one thing that I can't seem to grasp.
What if you are grasping it?
Then why is the weight not coming off?
Real simple. Sometimes you overeat. That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's literally it, right?
Well, yes, I do believe that the +2 is an issue for me. I'm trying to be more aware of my eating while I'm eating and not just get caught up in talking and eating constantly.
But I mean, if you always stopped at a +2, do you think you'd be losing weight?
Honestly, I don't know.
I'd take a wild guess. Just be wrong. I don't care.
If I always stepped at a +2, would I be losing weight? Probably I would be losing more than I am, okay, but I don't know if that would be the be all end all that I need to accomplish.
Do you need to know that?
I think my personality is one that I like to be told what to do on the things that I don't feel I have the knowledge for.
So all you need is to pay me for the rest of your life and you can get to your point? No, seriously. seriously, I want you to think about what you just said.
Well, I'm paying you right now and I'm not losing any weight.
Because you're not doing what I told you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's real simple. We just went through everything and you're not doing the plan every day and you're not stopping at a two. That's the only two things that I found.
Yeah. I feel like I've got like this like cognitive dissonance between wanting this one last thing in my life that I feel is out there and I can see my future self. I've been that person before. Mm-hmm. And then not putting a priority on it and not wanting my weight.
I think you're really overthinking all of this. I want you to just take a breath. If you weren't complicating all of it, if this wasn't a cognitive dissonance problem and that you needed complete certainty and this was like, but this is my personality. Like if we just took all that away for a minute, we're just like, all right, let's just take a wild ass guess. Why are we not losing weight? We overeating?
Yes.
And when do we typically do it?
Probably dinner.
So if for 60 days you didn't overeat dinner, what do you think would happen with your weight? If you had to just take a guess.
It would decrease.
Do you notice how much simpler I make weight loss than you do?
Yes. Yes.
Do you notice how much lighter it feels and we don't have to cry about it? I just want you to just notice how hard you're making all of this. It's really not as hard as you're making it. My question is, why do you want it to be hard? Because you're choosing hard.
I don't want it to be hard.
No, you do. Like, I want you to tell your brain the truth. Your brain wants to fight this with the truth. And the reason why we know it's hard is because you're crying, you're not losing weight. And in the beginning, you said, I can't get it together. Someone who thinks weight loss is like, Corinne, I know this is going to be easy. I just need you to help me figure it out. Here's what I've been doing. Here's the areas I notice are the problems. Let's brainstorm this one. That would be a completely different person. That's someone who wants it to be easy.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm complicating it. Maybe I feel like it's not enough, which I know that you say it is enough, and to not, you know, turn that off, turn that talking off.
Let me ask you this. What is the harm? We already know the damage being caused by thinking it's not enough. It's led us to tears, mm-hmm. stalling out and getting nowhere, and frustrated with our weight when everything else is working well for us. Like when yes. you, like with your child, you ever look at him and go like, oh my gosh,
I don't even know if I can love you today. You're just not enough.
Like if you'd only do these things and be this way, could really be your mother. Like I could be all in on you.
But no, no.
I'm going to go.
She will make me crazy and I'm still her mom and I still love her.
Yeah. You don't like say bye. Sorry. You lost out.
Yeah.
Quit on you. Could you imagine?
Right. Yeah.
Kids piss us off, we're like, I quit on you.
No, I agree. Yeah. Why am I quitting on myself?
It's not even why you're quitting on yourself. It's more just understanding that your thought, I have to know this is going to work. You say it like that right there is the answer to your problem. Like if I just knew it was going to work, then suddenly I wouldn't overeat at night.
Mm-hmm.
No. The reason why I know that thought's not working for you is because you keep thinking that certainty in what to do is what's going to lose the weight. Certainty yes. that you're going to follow through on what you say you will do is what will lose the weight. It's just like, are you certain you love your child?
Yes.
So you could probably show up and she throws shit on the walls and you not like abandon her.
Yes.
You got to do the same for you. So you need to abandon and divorce the thought that if I just knew, then I would be doing. That doesn't work for you.
No, it doesn't.
I think your thought needs to be like, I need to just do some stuff and see if that works and be willing to keep doing it for a long time. You don't even know if my system will work or not because you haven't done it yet. You've done it until it's been uncomfortable, until it triggers insecurity. And then the moment insecurity kicks in, you eat.
Yeah, probably.
For sure. You told me. When you told me, like, you overeat at dinner. Obviously, insecurity kicks in at dinner. Like, I don't know if this toothing's going to work. It doesn't have to be a crying shit show in order for, like, a lot of times insecurity comes up this way. I don't know if that's going to work. And oh my God, like, my husband made pasta. I should just eat a little more.
Or I shouldn't eat it at all, you know, knowing that that's not a food that's going to get me to where I want to be.
That's not even a bad thought. That's a great thought. You know why? Because you wouldn't eat stuff that's not going to get you to your goal. But right. That's not your problem. Your problem is you think I can't get to my goal. And that there's foods standing in my way. And there's these things standing in my way. The only thing standing in your way is Dana.
Yeah.
Tell me the foods that won't get you to your goal. I want to hear this. And then, okay. And then you don't eat them. Like, if you weren't eating them, you'd be losing weight.
Sure. I mean, you know, pizzas and pastas and cookies and chocolates and ice cream and beer and wine. And
yeah. None. I'm going to tell all of you a super big secret. None of that will get you all the way to your goal. If that's going to be your steady diet, of course you're not going to lose weight. I'm not going to sit there and blow smoke up y'all's asses. But guess what? If you start slowly cutting them back and being totally insecure and uncomfortable, having a little bit now, and you just keep going until you don't need them anymore, your problem isn't that you're going to have to cut them out for the rest of your life. Your problem is you're going to have to start reducing them to prove to yourself that's not what makes you happy and that's not what makes life complete.
Yeah.
That's how I transitioned. I was eating ice cream. I was doing the things and I slowly started backing them out until I started loving my life so much that I realized that was never what made me happy.
Yeah.
How I treated myself became the new way of making me happy. How I showed up for me, the goals I was setting, the things I did for myself, that started creating happiness. And then I didn't need ice cream anymore. I didn't need all that stuff.
Sure.
So let's decide what we're doing. We're doing a lot of already good things. I swear to God, Dana, your answer is right in front of you. What do you think it is? And I'm not telling you what to do because your brain is like, just tell me what to do.
I think it's do the plan and work on the minus two or the plus two.
Yeah. And then when you blow
cut back my meals, cut back at dinner, you know, try to eat half of, you know, what I currently put on my plate, cut that in half and see if I'm full.
Or how about just,
or if I'm at a plus two, if I'm satisfied.
3 tablespoons less. Like, let's just cut it in half. What if it doesn't have to be extreme? Remember we talked about it. It's got to be like simple and doable and looking forward to it and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
I want you to think about you're going to go into dinner and insecurity is going to wash over you. What is the best way to start practicing mindful eating and eating a little less and dialing into your two while feeling insecure as hell? Half is going to be a big ask for insecurity.
So a little less.
Start with a little less. I'm going to tell you what you need more than anything. You need some ease. You are wound up like nobody's business right now. That's why I asked you in the beginning. Like, it's like, do you have an accountability group?
No, I do not.
You need one. I need to find you one. Okay. You need at least a couple people who can talk you through some of this, like more of the wargaming the ideas, so that you're not so lonely in this. Like, you're the only one who suffers this way. You're not. A lot of them do. But the biggest thing
I don't feel that way. I feel like I'm real good. I could read through the PMP Tribe Facebook page and tell everybody, do this, do that. Like, I can see through the bullshit. I just can't see through my own.
That's the main reason why you need an accountability partner. You need somebody like me. Maybe a little nicer. Who doesn't make me cry.
No, I don't. I prefer the tough love than somebody, you know. My boyfriend's very loving and sweet, and it's like, you're beautiful, you know. And to me, that's great, but it just makes me feel complacent.
All right, so it doesn't make you feel complacent.
Sorry.
He tells you you're beautiful. And you think,
yes.
What?
I think that I don't believe him. I think that he's being kind and he's trying to be supportive. But I don't.
But he doesn't mean it.
I think he means it. I do think he means it. But I think that if I were to be... if I were to be where I want me to be, he would truly think it or truly believe it.
Well, let's not worry about his brain.
He's being nice. Yeah, I'm not worried about his brain.
Worry about yours and how you're internalizing what he says. Here's what I want your new thoughts to be every time he tells you something beautiful and nice and all the things. Because right now it's you're given off the impression that when he says these things, you're like, and you're blowing smoke up my ass. That's because you don't believe any of it. Mm-hmm. And here's what you don't believe any of it about you. He tells you these things. I'm just going to like wager money that he actually believes it. All right. He's not blowing smoke up your ass. My hard money is on you not believing it. And you on the inside needs to throw up a shield, because when we're talking cognitive dissonance, this is where it's at. You have an image of you of not being beautiful and not being able to, it runs so anti to him that the dissonance is, I can't even believe you. I can't even own this because I don't believe it in me. That's where your work is, self-love. Okay. But when he says those things from now on, I want you to think this automatically. He's teaching me how I need to think about me. He is my teacher. He is now the teacher of, like, we're going to just believe that he's right.
Okay.
It will take time for you to actually believe it, but we're going to like not doubt him anymore. Right now, what I want you to do is we are working on believing it. We are not arguing for doubt.
Okay.
Okay. So that's one thing. I just have to point that out. Here's the other thing. You need an accountability group so that you don't have to do all this thought work on your own, so they can pull out things for you to like, oh girl, you're thinking this, or oh girl, you're this, that, and the other. And then the last real big piece that I want you to do is I just want you to just really take smaller steps. You're already doing so many things right. I think And this happens to a lot of you. You are so caught up in that losing weight has to be so hard that you make it extra hard. Like you put so much judgment into it and you put like, and it means this. And so now I'm going to layer in insecurity and I'm going to do these things until you just about can't handle yourself. And I want you to be thinking like, my knee-jerk reaction is to make this way harder than it needs to be. So I'm going to start with simple because I know that I'm going to have to do simple things while still feeling doubt, while still feeling insecure, and while still being afraid. But I have got to, you've got to make the steps in front of you so easy that those things, like you can feel them and still take forward progress. Right now, what you're doing is like, I think if I had to guess, like, I want to cut my food in half was your first answer. Mm-hmm. Or I can't have these things. Because if I eat any of this, there's no way I can lose weight. You're so black and white that insecurity and doubt and stuff will always win. You can't like cut your food in half and cut out all your favorite foods and be insecure and doubtful and be like, and I'm going to do that too. It's too much. Your brain buckles under the pressure.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel like it's put me almost at a standstill. Like I've crippled myself into complacency and not being able to do anything.
It's just choices. The easier you can think about this, the better it'll be for you. The like, you know, just don't make it be like, and this is like a lot on my life. And this, you know, defines me as a person. And this means I'm not beautiful and I'm never going to succeed. All of you will have those tapes run. And that's when you have to be like, and I, it's just like what we talked about in the last call. I notice that I'm thinking that I'm being complacent. I notice that I'm thinking whatever it is. And you just keep redirecting yourself to, I need to make a simple step forward. It means that for this next week or two, I put all of my energy and effort into dinner. And at dinner, my job is to eat a little less than I've been eating. Not to change all the foods and do all the things. It's like, if I know that that's my big problem area, and if I could solve this one, because here's what I want you to do. I want you to lose the next 5 pounds in a way you like it, because I have a sinking suspicion that a lot of you that waffle the same 5 pounds, is you get real hard on yourself. You're like, and we're going to do it. We're going to do all the things. And you're doing it from a place of like forcing yourself into it. And then you buckle under the pressure again. And then you gain the 5 pounds and you beat yourself up until you're like, all right, this is some bullshit. I got to start again. And it's like, we have to break that cycle.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I don't eat poorly on a consistent basis. It's, I'm not, you know, going through Chick-fil-A drive-thru and eating pizza every night or ice cream every night or anything like that. I eat healthy. I cook at home quite a bit. But I find that I'll lose that 5 pounds and then I'll start losing my momentum. Instead of it being, hey, this is working, it's, I feel like I almost sabotage myself, where I start with the little quits or I fall off of my plan of going grocery shopping.
But you're starting all of it from the idea of, I don't know if this is going to work.
Yes, absolutely.
Rather than starting it from the beginning of, the only way it works is if I work it. Or starting it off with, I don't need to know if it's going to work. I need to know if I'm going to show up. That's what I need to know. You could have the world's best trainer and plan and guru living in your house. If you decided not to get out of bed, it wouldn't work.
Sure.
You know, we get convinced into thinking that things work. It's always like, it's either it's on me or it's not. and going, leading with that doubt already and just being like, you know what? I don't need to feel certain and I don't need to know that it's going to work. And I don't need to start doubting it from the get-go. I need to put certainty where it is. Here's what's certain. This week I'll make a plan. And this week I will do these things. And at the end of the week, the scale will tell me if these things worked or not. And if they didn't, then the certainty is I go back and examine and tweak. That's where the certainty comes. Certainty is always on the action line. Certainty is not coming from circumstances. You got to believe that you're going to keep going and that you have the capacity to roll with insecurity and uncertainty. Like, I want you to challenge yourself to be like, am I willing to do I need to feel good to lose weight? Or am I willing to feel uncertainty, insecurity, and doubt and lose my weight? If you're willing to feel those things and do it anyway, you will. If you're requiring all the stars to come in alignment and like magically your shit comes together and a, you know, I don't know, a truth bomb for me falls out of my mouth, like you're putting a lot of like, that is why you feel so doubtful, because we know intellectually it's never going to be that way. It's never going to be perfect. And it's never going to be so lined up. It's just not how it works. Your brain is smart enough to know it doesn't. And you trying to figure that out means you're not working actively towards where you want to go.
Yeah. Yeah. I keep thinking if I try, you know, I start journaling and trying different things, I downloaded GoodNotes onto my phone. I've bought a different journal to see if maybe that changed, and it's not changing the outcome.
No, because so you know the only thing a journal does, you know the only thing it changes? Data. That's it. All a journal can do is be the paper you write a plan on, and if you go back and assess it, it tells you what worked and what didn't. That's all a journal does. But it doesn't make you eat less. Uh-huh. It doesn't make you feel better. It doesn't do anything. It spits out black and white shit. That's it. Like, this desk doesn't make me feel anything. Even when I pound on it, if I feel good, it's because it's like, hell yeah, I'm pounding on a desk. It ain't because the desk was like, here I am. I'm going to change how you coach today because I'm solid wood. So I want you to be thinking about that. Like, the way Dana loses weight, Dana eats less at dinner. I don't need new tricks and tips and hacks. I need like somebody to call me on my bullshit. I need to feel bad sometimes and still eat on plan. I need to sometimes doubt this is going to work and tell myself, oh, wait, that's normal. That's okay. I'm certain that I can watch what I eat tonight. I don't have to be certain I'm going to lose all my weight today in order to watch what I eat tonight. And I can be certain that whatever comes out of my boyfriend's mouth, I get to decide how I think about it. He's teaching me how I should be thinking about myself. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Make things easier on yourself. Go give yourself like a big hug or something. Good Lord.
All right. Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, there we go. Okay. I think that's everyone. There's another Lisa here. We had two Lisas signed up. I'm going to like, Lisa, that's got your hand raised. Do you mean to have it raised? Can you either lower it or type in the chat? And I don't know who McChill is. So everybody that I had scheduled for the call today has been coached at this point. Somebody type in the notes and let me know. I'm going to pause the recording.
Here I am.
All right. What are we coaching on?
Well, I'm a teacher, a fourth grade teacher, and I go back in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And I'm really like, feeling trepidation and nervous about going back just because, Well, I joined in April, and I did half of the OBS, and I did some 24-hour plans, and I loved it. I listened to podcasts and everything every day, and I got an accountability partner. And when it came the end of school, it's like, okay, let's buckle down, and did a lot of mental weight loss and thought work and had all the time. And now I'm like, okay, now we're getting ready to gear up. And I know what that means. That means
a lot of
time. It means a lot of time and energy taken up at school.
Yeah. Like, you'll have less time to eat. So why is this a problem?
Yeah, that's probably a good thing, huh? Because I've lost 6 pounds since April. So that probably is a good thing. What happened during the school year when I hadn't done the thought work, and I've changed my mindset a lot, is that I would just slam down my lunch, and by the time I got home, I was so exhausted, and I'm just worried that's going to happen.
It's again. For sure going to happen again.
Yes.
I mean, this is the thing.
Like, it's happened every year.
Right. But rather than going in nervous and trepidatious and stuff, why don't we go in just anticipating that you're going to probably get right back into the old pattern.
Yeah.
And you're going to need to establish a new one. And it's going to be super uncomfortable at first to come up with a whole new pattern for yourself.
It is. Because it's been 11 years.
It's for everyone. No, it's not because it's been a lot of years.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, like, are you right-handed or left-handed?
Right.
Okay. If I said, all right, what was your first name? Marianne?
Marianne, yeah.
We are now writing left-handed. Would you be like, oh my God, but I've been writing with my right hand all these years. How am I ever going to do that? Would you like say, well, I guess I'm not writing anymore. That's not going to happen.
No.
Or would you just like
slow me down,
copy and get started and be like, this bullshit, but I guess we're doing it.
Yeah, that's true.
You wouldn't, no one would ever sit there. I swear to God, if you broke your right hand and you had to write with your left hand, no one would ever say, but I've been doing it all my life. It's been a long time.
Yeah. It's been a long time.
We would cut the drama and the bullshit. We'd be like, are we going to write or not? And we'd be mad that it's illegible for a little bit and wish that our right hand worked and all that. Like, that's what I want you to think about, because it's going to be the same thing with school. You're going to wish you were on summer break and wish that this was easier. And you're going to have to, like, tell yourself, and this is a bunch of crap that never makes this any easier. And reroute. Like, all of you think going back to school is such a big deal. And the problem is you all think it's a big deal. Not that it is a big deal. You think it is.
It's true.
What if going back to school means your stomach has not changed 1 ounce? Does it get magically bigger?
No.
No.
If anything, I have less time to eat and think about eating.
Yeah, you have less time to eat.
And drink water.
One of the things, no, I don't like that bullshit. Y'all say, well, you can't drink water. Like, you know what you can do? You can drink some water before you go to school.
Yep.
Like, when I do days when I sit on these calls all day, guess what I do? I turbo drink real early in the morning, piss like a racehorse. And then I don't, like, when we're at camp, I don't drink all day, but I drink all night. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to have to, 5 o'clock. It's like three of these bad boys in an hour or two. And then it's done. I'm hydrated.
Go to the bathroom all night.
Yeah. That's like, at good, some though. Point, we have to quit the making children in this world a problem for all of us who are overweight. It's like, teachers do it, mothers do it. So many of us are like, if it wasn't for fucking kids, we'd all be thin.
Yeah.
So this is what I want you to think about. How do you want to feel about your weight loss going back to school? Right now we know how we are feeling, but how do we want to feel?
Like I can do it I can lose the weight despite the changes in my schedule, or even when it's emotionally draining, like that has nothing to do with what goes in my mouth.
So you want to,
that's what I want to feel,
do. Yeah. No, that's what you want to think. I asked you what you want to feel going back.
I want to feel like positive. I want to feel like I have energy and like I'm ready to go.
Okay. So the best
instead of drugged down and like, oh no.
So the best way to feel energetic and positive is to think better about this. This has nothing to do with, like, my weight loss can happen any time of the year. That's just decisions. That's not children and schedules. Yeah. When I come home at the end of the day, if I'm drained, that doesn't mean eat. It means figure out how to not come home drained. It means when I'm at school, I should manage my mind.
Yeah.
It's an indicator there's some TDLs to do.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm white knuckling all day, putting out fires. I mean, that's what I'm telling myself. Yeah. And so at the end of the day, yeah, I'm just like, okay, I'm just, where's the wine? And some, you know, yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you the best way to feel energetic and positive, one, is to treat your body like how you want it to feel. Slugging down wine because you're emotionally tired just perpetuates your cycle. Challenge yourself to be like, you know what? I'm going to step up. I'm going to be the kind of person that can come home really tired from a long day. And rather than coming home thinking, oh, I'm putting out fires and I'm just getting through the day, come home and say, like, I did a lot of things today. Of course I'm tired. I should be tired. I probably deserve a nap, not a bottle of wine. Yes. Because then that will just make tomorrow worse.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. So change my mindset, do TDLs, and think about it a different way.
I would, if I was you, I would do a couple things. I would write like, all right, here's how I want to be feeling when I go back to school. I want to feel in charge. Like, think about your weight loss when you go back to school. How do you want to feel about your weight loss efforts? And how do I want to think about that? Like, school changes nothing. For all my teachers, I'm going to tell you the biggest thought that will help all of you is to start thinking, school changes nothing. I'm either losing weight or I'm not. Like, that's it. If ER doctors can lose weight, if, you know, God love it, people with three jobs can lose weight and stuff, a teacher can.
Yeah.
That's like, true. I always think about somebody who has to be doing what I want to do under way more extreme circumstances than I do. And the reason why I do that is to prove to myself the only reason why I'm not doing it is because I'm stopping me, not because it's school.
Yeah.
We have to
believe I know it's that possible. Too.
But you have to believe it's possible. There are other teachers in the world who go back to school and lose weight.
Yeah.
That's how we know it's not school.
Yeah. It's my choices.
Yeah. Like, always take your ownership. Like, school can't change this. School can't change my choices. I either want to lose my weight or I don't. I'm either going to come home and cope with food at the end of the day or I'm not. That's what's going to happen. And then I want you to make a plan of, like, my ideal day looks like this. I don't mean like all the kids behave and stuff. It's like, I drink my water and I do these things. I do these things at lunch. Like, my ideal day would be I come home and I wait for my dinner. Like, I plan my snacks, whatever your ideal day is. Have that in your mind. And the rest of the day can be a circus, a shit show, or amazing. But it will have nothing to do, like, I don't care if it's amazing. It will have nothing to do with how I eat. Having amazing days doesn't make weight loss easier. It's just an amazing day.
Right. And there are those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you have a plan for, and the days when I come home and my brain wants to go to how I've always thought about things, how, like, I want to drink the wine, how, like, here are going to be the obstacles that will get in my way. Here will be the cravings and the urges and the things that will for sure come up. Here's my game plans. Here's the 30 different ways I plan to practice this.
Most of you, that.
Yeah, I know, because this is what most of y'all do. Well, Corinne, like, I tried eating half and for 2 days it didn't work. So I stopped. Like, where are the other 29 ways you tried?
It should work in 2 days, right? No.
Yeah. Like, I've been doing this for like 25 years. I don't understand why, like, in 3 days, magic didn't fall from the sky. It's so funny, though, how we are also unrealistic about these things. And until we say it out loud, it's like, oh, no wonder I'm nervous and stuff. It didn't even dawn on me that I should be willing to be doing this for like 3 straight months of trying things. Because what's usually what happens is when you're invested for 3 months of like trying everything and doing all the things and everything, it never takes 3 months.
Yeah.
But what I notice is you guys hear 3 months, like, okay. And y'all get like 3 days in and it's like, time to self-judge. This ain't working. I guess I'm going to quit. I'm going to wait for another
on the scale to get and it's shit like, tolerant. What? It's not down. It's been 3 days. Yeah. I hear you.
Yeah,
I do. Okay. So I'm going to make the plans.
Yeah. Just make a variety of them and just be like, the more you make some plans, and the more you gear your brain on how you want to be prepared, what, you know, like what's likely to come up, there's nothing wrong with being completely aware of what you might think and all this other stuff. It allows your brain to go through some, basically what your brain is doing right now, it's already doing rehearsals.
Yes.
It's just rehearsing the wrong fucking way.
Yeah. Especially in the middle of the night when I'm waking up going, what?
Yeah. Like you're rehearsing failure. Yeah. Over and over in your brain. And then when the moment it gets hard, it's like, see, I knew it was coming. Mm-hmm. And your brain only knows one thing, what you taught it to do in your mind. Right. So now we want to like give it the other chance. And I want you to start like totally, I want you to be obsessed with everything working, everything going the way you want it to go, feeling the way you want to feel, handling it like a boss, seeing things not go the way you want and being like, and then we're just going to redirect. Like you've got to have that kind of like desire to think positively and feel like it's bullshit and do it anyway.
Yeah. Even if the donut is in the staff room, just go, okay, I already planned here. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I just don't eat the donuts in there anymore.
Yeah.
That's not my food. It's not free. Like I would like for all of my teachers, I wanted to have a teacher call for you guys anyway, but this is a really good one. The food in the lounge. Yeah. It is not free. It is not yours. It is not stress relief. It's not comforting. It's not even like going to get you through the day. All those things you guys think about that shit is crap.
Yeah.
And you've got to see where you do that. And it's like, this is not free donuts. This is not a treat either. You know why? Because in 2 days, I'm paying the price on my ass and I'm treating myself like an asshole.
Yeah. So that's why you're super tired.
Yeah, that's why I know this donut's not going to serve me. But if you don't have those kinds of conversations, if you don't start changing, like, I know I typically think this about free food. I know I typically think, like, the lounge is like a pit. You know, if you go in, it's just like all the food takes you.
It's, like, it's screaming at me.
It's like, it's not screaming at you. You know
what I'm saying? Yeah, I know. I just,
but this is what, stupid. That's what we all say. But it's like, I will think the food is talking to me and I'm going to remind myself when I think food's talking to me, that's my invitation to talk to myself. That's exactly when that is my trigger and opportunity to learn how I want to be thinking about food when it is tempting me, because that will serve you at night when the wine is like, hey, Marianne, I think somebody had gum in their hair. Let's drink.
Have you been to my house?
I have just coached you teachers for so long. And When I first started getting into the coaching thing, I was part of a church group where it was mainly a lot of teachers that I hung around with all the time.
Yeah.
And so like we always like I'd come to the school and I would do the boot camps and stuff and they would tell me about stuff like that. And I'm like, y'all quit using that as excuses. Like it makes your workouts in the afternoon harder.
Yeah. Cause you're dragging.
Yeah. You're trying to do burpees with a belly full of donuts. Like it's not fun.
Yeah, definitely.
You'll do fine. That's what I want you to work on. Kathy, okay. I want to cut this call out and make it the back to school call. And then we can, I'll figure out something to do with that too.
Awesome.
Listen to me. Thank you. I'll figure out something to do with it.
You'll magically, you know, make it happen.
Yeah. Maybe thank we'll you watch for... it as a watch party and then do a Q&A or something. That'd be cool.
That would be cool. I just want to take a minute to thank you because it's really changed the way that I think, like all your calls and your lessons. It's made such a big difference. And, I hope it, you know, I know it will carry through to my little people too.
Oh yeah. I think if there's anything that I do love about all this is when I see, I think some of the most gratifying things I ever see inside the tribe is when you guys are using it on that next generation, either your own children or, you know, for all of you who teach and stuff. I've watched it be so impactful in Logan's life. Like I watch him with his mind and how he just like his emotional level is off the chart at this point. And I always worried he would never be able to like understand emotions and stuff. And so I've always felt like there was a divine intervention with thought work coming into my life. But for him specifically, I see what a stronger young man he's becoming. And I just think that our younger generation, cats are going crazy. Our younger generations need this. We didn't get it. And it's not too late for us, but I can't even imagine the person I could have been had it been if I had to just learn this shit early on. You know, I don't like regret it, but it's like, oh my God, if we start teaching this younger generation this shit, they will be unstoppable.
Yeah. That you have control over your thoughts, that everything that comes in your brain doesn't have to be accepted is a big one for me. No, that's good. Yeah.
Thank you, lady.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right. Bye.
All right, y'all. That is everything for today. We'll figure out what to do with that teacher call and I will get with all of you on that, but we'll get something going before we officially all go back to school. I know that we're in different zones of the country. Like Logan doesn't even go back to next week. Our schools are already back. Some, you know, Northern, I think in the North, you guys go back a lot later than us because you end up being in longer than us. So, but we'll figure it out. Talk to you later, guys. Bye.